I spent the last minutes of 2023 and the first of 2024 in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament thanks to an inspired idea of my 15-year-old daughter. While I was there, I had this thought. What if all these people that I was hearing throw fireworks in celebration of the new year were doing it also in honor of Mary, Mother of God, the feast day for January 1st? When I had that thought, I realized that it was actually inspired by God because it was His own desire for the conversion of our country. You see, when you look at any country where the Catholic faith is vibrant, the culture is integrated with the faith. Examples of this are Mexico, Portugal, Poland, the Philippines, and Vietnam, and many others. What do they all have in common? Their culture is interwoven with the truth, and the Catholic faith is integrated in a way to where they are seamless. Our country is not converted, and it will not be converted anytime soon, and we will never convert it unless we understand this reality. We cannot simply change, reject, or ignore our culture. We must bring it to God so that He can infuse it with the truth. That's when I realized the importance of a recent interview that I had with a well-known Catholic author about her new book on the miraculous medal. I believe this is one way that God wants to convert our entire country by New Year's Eve 2024. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through buying me a coffee. Check out the interview right here. Friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful series that we will be having. I want to allow my guest here to introduce herself for those of you that do not know her, for her to tell us her name and a little bit about her background and some of the work that she does.
Oh my, well, Christine Watkins is my name, and my claim to fame primarily is for having been a big sinner whom God, with the intercession of the Virgin Mary, saved from spiritual and physical death. And basically, I was shot out of a cannon to do their work in life. And life is so much better living on the right side of the fence, as it were, and seeking to do God's will, seeking His grace. And I ended up doing a lot of different things. I worked for almost 10 years in hospice, taking care of the grieving and the dying, almost 10 years in post-abortion healing ministry, and then doing a lot of speaking, parish missions, and now 9 books, I believe, under my belt.
That's really amazing. How many years have you been an author?
I started in 2010. So that was nothing that I ever planned on doing. So that was all the Lord, truly. I never wanted to write anything. So, and I never wanted to speak in public. So all of this is the Lord's doing. It truly is.
Tell us about your most recent work. And that's one of the main reasons why you're here. Tell us a little bit about this recent book that you've written.
So it's called The Miraculous Medal, Pendant of Power. And did my light just go on brighter? That was some kind of sign. It's about miracles. And we just had a major miracle right now there with my light going on. And basically, I found out that the miraculous medal was so much more than I ever thought. And I believe that most Catholics probably know of the miraculous medal, but don't know the miraculous medal. And I was one of those. And so to find out that through story after story after story after story, for nearly 200 years of miracle, that it's a truly incredible gift to the world from our Blessed Mother, and the graces of protection, healing, deliverance, conversion, repentance, joy, salvation, you name it. It's incredible. It's just an incredible gift to the world that I feel every Catholic needs to know about and beyond, because the way that God uses it and Mary uses it to evangelize is extraordinary. People who should not believe end up believing when the medal is placed on them.
That's really amazing. This is a book, by the way, and you can get it from Queen of Peace Media. So tell us, one thing that I'd be interested to know is how the idea for the book began, and thinking about the different 9 books that you've written, was this something that was kind of a follow-up from the previous one, or was this topic something very different from the types of books that you had been writing before?
Well, I feel like I get tricked by God. Like I told you, I never, I'm not the type of person to sit down and say, I need to write. I have a burning passion to write. You know, some people, they have the charism of writing, and they want to do it even if there isn't a plan for it, they just want to write. I'm quite the opposite. So God has to kind of muscle me and force me into projects, which he does all the time. So I would say most all of the books, all nine of them, have been because I see that something I've stumbled upon needs to be known. And I feel a burning sensation inside my soul that information that's very important and salvific needs to get out there. And this book was no exception. I learned in a prayer group that a lot of people I was surrounded by were apostles of the miraculous medal, meaning they were always handing it out. And that got me curious and I began to research it. And I had many other book projects which have been put on hold because this just came out of nowhere. And I started to read more about it. And I was stunned that it was so spectacular and realized that the books that had these miraculous stories concerning the medal were by and large written a long time ago, and that there was so much more to say than current books about the miraculous medal. So this is, I would say, what God had me put together was a quote unquote Bible, as it were, on the miraculous medal, because it talks about its origin and all that has happened with the miraculous medal up to the present day. So it's a compendium of the meaning of it, of what it's done. And I wanted it to be exciting, to give great honor to what it is. And the book ended up, I believe, very exciting. It's actually exploded. And at queenofpeacemedia.com and other venues, you know, online, Amazon, you can get the book, The Miraculous Medal, Pendant of Power. You can also get medals at queenofpeacemedia.com and a flyer that has the basics of what the medal is about, because I found that people like myself are a little bit shy who want to give people the medal, people mm-hmm. we might not know, people who might not believe it. You can get tongue-tied and not know what to say. So queenofpeacemedia.com made the book available and made these miraculous medals available with cords, because Mary said, if you wear it around the neck, you will receive great graces. We didn't want any barriers. We didn't want people throwing them in the trash. We didn't people not wearing. We didn't want people to say, I don't have a chain, I can't do it. And we didn't want people not knowing what it was about and just thinking, what's this trinket? Because it's so incredibly valuable. So we have these evangelization packets with the flyer. We have just the medals in bulk. And it went so crazy that we've been doing nothing else at Queen of Peace Media but packing these things. They're free. The medals are free, but you pay for the cord, you pay for the flyer. But the medals themselves, you can't sell blessed items, and we wanted the medals to be blessed. So they are available for free, blessed with these things attached. And so, yeah, the book became a number one bestseller right away. And it's been that way ever since it came out. And it was unexpected. It was an avalanche. It was an avalanche of grace. And it made us at Queen of Peace Media realize that she had this in mind before we ever started, mm-hmm. that she really wanted a revival of her grace through the miraculous medal. And she's getting it.